So let's review. In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov taught, "Haroitza sheyechel etzlech avera umesarav boy umadiroi nidrei zuzenhu." If someone's friend refuses to dine with him, and they made a neder to compel him to reconsider, the neder is not effective, even while his friend is still mesarav, because this is considered nidrei zuzen, in which lahoya b'dayt linder klal, the neder did not intend for a neder. The Gemara asks, "Iboylahu pligira bonaled Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov." Is this halacha subject to a machloikis, in which Chacham disagree and hold that this neder is effective and is not considered nidrei zuzen? Because as the Ran explains, b'davkahu madiroi, the neder does want the neder when his friend is mesarv. However, in the previous Mishnah's case of Moicher v'lekeach, the Chacham agree that the neder is considered nidrei zuzen because the Moicher v'lekeach do not want the neder, sheshneim reitzim b'shleisha. They both initially intended for the same price of 3 dinar. Or the Chacham agree with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, even in the case of Misarev, that this neder is not effective and is considered nidrei zuzen because lav b'davkahu madiroi. The Gemara continues to ask, v'imtem tzuloi m'pligi hilchas hakavasei oiloi. And if we assume that there is a machlokes, is the final ruling with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov or with the Chacham? The Gemara continues with a lengthy discussion that involves several mishnayos of the subsequent parakim, and based on the brisa concludes Tashima. Dam Rav Huna halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rav Huna that says that the halacha is with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, from which we see both pligi rabban leha and hilchas hakavasei. The Ran explains that from the Gemara Shaka Vatari we see that in certain cases Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees that they are not considered nidrei zuzen because there is logical indication that he means to make a neder. For example, in the subsequent Mishnah's case of Oymel lechaveroi koinim she'eni nenalach. Someone makes a neder to forbid benefiting from his friend if the friend does not accept a significant gift for his son's use. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees that this neder is not considered neder zuzen, but rather bidavka madiroi. He does want the neder. The Omar lei loig kalbano de mishanina minoch v'loy mishanis minoi. The neder claims that he will not be like a dog in only taking benefits from his friend and not being allowed to reciprocate in giving benefits to his friend. In that Mishnah's reverse case, someone makes a neder to forbid his friend from benefiting from him if the friend does not give a significant gift to his son. It is not considered nidrei zuzen and bedavka madiroi. The Amar Lei Lav Malkano, the Mananino Loch of At Loi Mahanis Li. The Neder claims that he is not a king who only bestows benefits to his friends and does not accept benefits in return. In the subsequent Mishnah's case of Hadirei Chaveri Shayechel Etzloi, which the Gemara explains is a situation of Dizmina Adrei Lemezamna. The guest requested the invitation, and when extended, the guest asked the host to make the Neder that if he does not come, the guest may not benefit from the host. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees that this neder is not considered nidrei zuzen, and the neder is effective when there was no oinus, because lohaya tzarich lazar zayse. The next Mishnah elaborates on the second of the arba nedarim hetir chacham, the four nedarim that are not effective and do not even require a heter chacham, nidrei havoy. The Ran explains that the Mishnah discusses two forms of nidrei havoy, the shayach bei guzma, a feature that can be considered true because it is a commonly used exaggeration of the truth. Deloy shayach beguzma, a feature that is false because it cannot be considered an exaggeration of the truth. Zok the Mishnah. Nidrei havoy, there are two types of nidrei havoy. Amar koinim emloy reisi bederech hazeh ko'ele mitzrayim. He makes a neder to prohibit fruits if he did not see a multitude of 600,000 people, the amount that left Mitzrayim. The neder is not effective, even though he did not see so many people, because as the Ran explains, kushta ka'amar, da'avit inish da'gazim ba'amar ka'il mitzrayim. He is actually saying the truth, since people exaggerate this way, referring to a large crowd as ka'il mitzrayim. Ka'inim emlay re'isi nachash kakaris be'sabat. He makes a neder to prohibit Paris if he did not see a snake with a ridged back, as the ridges in the wood beam used to press olives. The neder is not effective, even though he did not see such a snake. Although shikru kamar, he's definitely lying because le shayach be guzma she'en shum nachash taruf klal People do not exaggerate this way, since there are no snakes with ridged backs. However, the neder is not effective because, as the Ran explains, lo niskaven lester, elo lo medivri havoy. He did not intend for a neder. He only meant to talk nonsense, because otherwise, shahoy lo lester b'lo tznai. If he did intend for a neder, he would have made this neder without the tznai of avoy. The Gemara cites a braisa, according to the Girsa of the Ran, kishem shenidri havoy mutarin, kach shvus havoy mutarin. Just as a neder havoy is not effective, shvus havoy is not effective either. There are two explanations. Abaye says that a shvus havoy is possible in the Mishnah's first case. The amar shvu shiri isi b'derech hazeh ka'il mitzrayim. The shvu is not effective, and he's not liable for making a shvu shav, a false shvua, because as the Ran explains, kushta kamar. David inish the gazim v'amar ka'il mitzrayim. However, in the Mishnah's second case of shvu shiri isi nachash k'keris beis abad, the shvu would be effective in that he is liable for a shvu shav because shikur kamar. He's definitely lying because lo shayach beguzma. Rava says that a shvus havoy is possible in the Mishnah's case of ba'imid ye'asru peiris ha'oil malai bishvua. He made a shvua to prohibit himself from eating peiris im loy re'isi b'derech hazeh ka'oil mitzrayim. The shvua is not effective and he is mutter b'chilis peiris because kush tekoma. And the shvus havoy in the second case would be ba'imid ye'asru peiris ha'oil malai bishvua. The shvua is not effective, and he is mutter b'chilas peres, because loy neskaven lester elo loy medivri havoy shahoy loy lester b'loy tnai. However, he is still liable for shvua shav because shikur kama. This discussion continues in the next daf.